In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servant, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
Bless the Lord tonight. We sing great.
In my life, be glorified, be glorified.
A man was born blind in John chapter 9. And the disciples said, "Who sinned?" Jesus said, "Nobody sinned. I just want to be glorified in his life. How can you make me blind and take glory out of that?" For the first 40 years of that man's life, he never saw light. And Jesus said, "That blindness is for me to be glorified." Oh, but when he came to
to manifest the glory upon that blindness. The Bible says some certain elders of the church gather. People who knew him gather. They travel to his father and mother's house. And
say,
we saw a man who looked like your son. Your son that we knew was a blind man. But this one we saw has an eye. Is he your son? The mother said, yes. How did he do it? The mother said, he's of age. And then they came to him. And they said, how did you do it? And the guy said, well, the only explanation I have was once I was blind, because he's glorified, now I can see. Either he's a prophet or not a prophet, I don't know. All he told me was that go and wash. And I wash. I was blind, but now I can see. Be glorified. Be glorified. No food at home. No money in the account. Convention, couple of weeks.
I love food, but not only yourself.
To honor my father and the Lord.
Lati Bola Baba mi Oluwa.
Senior prophet Ojai Jesu.
Baba wa Jaye Jesu.
And my so-called mother, prospective mother-in-law, there.
Iya mi to wa iya to wa e ko je iya yawo mi ngba na.
Who took away her daughter because my life was colorless.
So mu yawo to pa yawo lo mi tori pa aye mi o ni tumo.
She came to me in the convention.
O wa wa ba mi ni ilu pagbo na.
And said, apostle, have you eaten?
O wa ni apostle e ti wa jeun bayi.
Make sure that you take your food before they finish sharing.
E di pe e gba oje yin ko je to tan o.
I said, mama, don't worry.
Bo ni mama e mama se yonu.
We are at the top of the situation. We did not go there to eat food. We went them to supply them food. The people were worried that our people are not eating from the food in the church. I said, don't worry. The day we got there, I bought a bag of rice. My people eat food from there. I went to buy tubers of yam. We bought meat and fish and everything. We didn't go there to be a body. We went there to be a blessing. Be glorified. Be glorified. Daddy said, what do all this your people eat now? I said, don't worry, Daddy. We will take care of their food. And Daddy said,
my son,
you have taken away another burden from my head. The same boy whom I was not worthy to be given a daughter to marry.
Be glorified.
Eshe.
Thank you.
Eshe.
I'm the apple.
Was patient till I came, running back into reserve. Look how you've turned my life around. Make me a shining star, your glory to reveal. And be deliberate about it. 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 Can you worship from the depth of your heart? Can you speak in the Holy Ghost? Can you bless Him from the depth of your soul? Leba hadaba sotele bahadibron sekefeli atabaya. Thank you,
Father. Baba.
We worship you. We hail you, Most High. We hail you and worship you. We hail you, Most High. Lord, you are everything.
To learn at your feet.
That is who call.
I trust you for wisdom tonight. Not just to hear, but also to be doers. Help us, Lord. As we'll be running up this series tonight, for now, please, Lord, we can't pray for favor, but we can ask for favor. We ask that you help us to find favor in our quest to seek for favor. Help us to find it. In our family, let's find it. Where is your amen? In our finances, let's find it. In our spiritual journey, let's find it. By the instructions we will be following, let's find it. May your name be glorified. Thank you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's have our seat. God bless you. Good evening, church. Few things are going to be happening between now and the end of this year. God is going to begin to visit people in a strange way, and what they couldn't achieve from the beginning of this year, the last quarter of this year is going to be the manifestation of God's glory in their
life.
The faithfulness of God you have not experienced, you begin to experience it at this season in Jesus' name. That's okay, at least one person is saying amen to that. Exodus chapter
3,
verse
19.
Can you welcome somebody beside you and say you are welcome to church? Tell them I'm expectant tonight. Please, can you open your mouth and speak? And tell that person, I pray for you tonight. You will not miss your portion. Exodus 3:19. This has been our anchor scripture from the beginning of this series. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No, not by mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the means thereof. And after that he will let you go. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty, but every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and that of her that sojourneth in her house, jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment, and ye shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Please help me with it better. Amen. So we have been treating a series, Attracting God's Favor. We've been able to look into part 1 through 3. And from the three-part teaching, we have been able to establish how the favor of the Lord comes to a man.
And
we look into the channels at which these favors can become our portion. How to attract the favor of the Lord. We were able to look into the stream of sacrifice. That sacrifice is a stream where men can insist on how favor can come into their life and it will come. You know, let me tell you something. The honest truth about the kingdom of God is this. Jesus said, Peter, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. You know what that means? It means that there's a possibility to unlock the door of the kingdom. Some things are mystery in this kingdom that nobody can dare unlock. But he said the key of the kingdom itself, it is possible for a man to behold it. He said, Peter, I give it to you. How did Peter receive the keys? By his understanding being enlightened through the Spirit of the Lord. So I'm telling you, some things in this kingdom are mathematics. All you need to do is to understand the formula that unlock that mystery. And you can put it to work at any time. You want favor? There is a stream of sacrifice. If you can pay the price, you can unlock it. Number two, the stream of sake. The Bible says God blessed Potiphar for the sake of Joseph. God blessed Laban because of Jacob. These are men who saw the stream of sake and they jump into it and begin to drink.
I want to worry about it.
I told you last week that in order for you to connect through the stream of sake, you will need to put up some memorial sacrifice on the altar. Memorable sacrifice. So that the man who is carrying the favor upon his life, the sacrifice will make a demand on the favor. There are people all over the world who call me their father. I've not ate their food. I've not wear their clothes. I've not worn their shoes. There's no recharge card from them. There's nothing in their life that is sacrificial to me. What a joke! What a joke! It can flow. No, sir. Before Isaac could transfer the covenant that Abraham his father gave to him, he demanded for a venison. This is why many believers are stagnant, because they didn't understand the mystery of venison. Bring
me
venison such that I like, that I may bless you. He made a demand for a meat prepared in a special way.
He
said that I may bless you. Many are around favor. They will never attract it because they didn't know how to connect.
Oh, follow up on you. You wrote you a little more. Be as a so more.
You don't have. Keep singing that song. It's an MP3. It won't stop. Keep playing it. No problem. Today I'm speaking on part 4. I made an announcement a couple of months ago. I said, my sons in the Lord, this year,
not doing.
No program. You have been doing program every year.
I think she paid.
No problem this year. If you are sensitive in the spirit, you will notice a lot of confusion in this year. Last year, the pandemic disorganized everybody. This year, the confusion it left is still in the atmosphere. Many people are not yet balanced about life itself. What's the point of being special? Let's get it right. So that 2022 will be fruitful to us. You know what the Lord said to me? Next year, 2022. It's our year of overflow. But don't forget that before overflow, the Bible says there is pressing down.
Really, mole wa.
There is shaking.
Jijawa.
Don't celebrate overflow.
Until
you consider the pressing.
The battle is speaking.
The shaking together. So this year, we are smart.
Lord, we
are looking at the radar.
I want to
watching the channel that the Lord will prefer. We don't want to appear in the midst of the confusion. Tonight, I'm speaking on part 4. Of the message attracting favor. And this part 4 is going to be dealing with the sovereign will of God to give a man favor. Him being the sovereign God, deciding to bless a man, deciding to lift a man, deciding to give a man favor, even when he didn't ask for it. Tonight, the favor of the Lord will rest upon your life. The third stream of attracting God's favor is through the stream of His sovereign will. God is a lifter of men. He lifted David and made him to become a royal family. He lifted him. And David joined the royal family. He lifted Samuel. And Samuel was recognized as a Levite. You know, the interesting thing was that the book of 1 Chronicles 6:16 was enlisting Samuel, and it was talking of Elkanah and Samuel as a Levite. No, there was a confusion. Even the scholars of the Bible were saying, no, Samuel was never a Levite. He was never a Levite.
Samuel is your Levite.
Because being a Levite in Israel is a big deal. You can't just decide to be a Levite. Today, anybody can rise up and say he's a pastor. In Israel, you are not just a Levite. There is a tribe that God has chosen for that purpose. Oh, but when the sovereign will of God got to Samuel, it attracted him and join him to the Levite
family.
The sovereign will of God.
It will be alone.
Some of you came from a wretched family. Some of you came from a stagnant family. Some of you came from a family that does not prosper. But I'm here tonight to announce to you that the sovereign will of God will rewrite the story of your life. God is the lifter of men. The stream of his sovereignty will. Mary Magdalene was seen with demons and devils, and she was a woman not to reckon with. But today, that woman is a reference point to Jesus Christ our Lord.
Maria Magdalene, pelu gbogbo emi ke bi ti a yo ninu re.
The sovereign will of God. Jesus subdued the law of death. He said, man shall die once and judgment shall come. And Jesus defied that order. He refused to die once. He went to the grave and he captured death and he rose up again and he refused to die. Sovereign will of God. The sovereign will of God subdued the law of gravity. Jesus walked upon water. Peter walked upon water. The law of gravity. Jesus subjected the law of multiplication. He picked 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, and the thing refused to finish just by holding it. The sovereign will of God can breach protocol for a man. He can decide to lift a man, and he can decide to dethrone a man. Talking of the favor of the Lord, we are talking of the sovereign will of God attached to attracting his favor. He can choose to forgive, and he told David, if Solomon sinned against me, and Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines, even though God knew the end from the beginning, he told David, if Solomon offend me, I know he's going to go after idolatry, yet my mercy I will not take away from him. The sovereign will of God. He said, I won't take it away this way, I took it away from Saul. Solomon to you is a fornicator. But to God,
he's
a son. Because mercy had gone ahead of his iniquity. God deciding to favor David, even to the point of iniquity, even to the point of idolatry, even to the point of sin. He says, Solomon, he may mess up. But I will take away my message from him. The sovereign will of God. The sovereign will of God. He chose not to forgive them. And his fallen angels. He chose not to forgive them. There's nothing anybody can do about that. He removed Adam from the Garden of Eden. Just imagine what he did. And now start introducing us with our filthy life into koinonia with him. The sovereign will of God bringing us to a relationship, and yet he took Adam out of the garden. This God he chose to abandon the Jews. He came after the Gentiles to give us salvation. The sovereign will of God. Joshua.
Amen.
Gentile.
Yes, sir.
The sovereign power of God can decide to change the order of things. Today's message is very brief. All I just need to tell you is that the sovereign will of God can lift you. May you find His will in lifting you. May it please the Lord to change your life. May it please the Lord to rewrite your story. May it please the Lord to reorder your destiny. In the name of Jesus. The sovereign will. If you like, go to the stream of sacrifice. He can say, I'm not interested. Oh my goodness. Is it not the Bible that said it is the Lord who worketh in you both to will and to do His good pleasure? Somebody can be on the mountain and fast for power for 40 days and 40 nights, and God say, boy, I'm not giving you power. That doesn't mean that the stream of sacrifice does not work. It's just His sovereign will deciding not to. Devil offended God once, and God said, no repentance. No, I will never forgive you. I prepare a place for you which is called hell. You know how many times you have rebelled against God? You know how many times you have offended God? But His sovereign will say, no, don't worry yourself. In fact, for you to know my sovereign will about forgiving you, the blood that will wash away your sin, look at it, is eternal in nature. No, you don't get what I'm saying. You are a sinner. No problem. But instead of me applying a momentary blood to take away your sin, the problem of the blood is that it doesn't work now. The blood does not know how to address matter now. The nature of the blood is to wash you eternally. Even the sin you have not offended, there's provision in that blood for you. And yet, devil sinned once. And God said, no forgiveness. And you, your sin of tomorrow, the blood that He applied. I don't know who I'm talking to here. The price to take away your sin. It's not a prepaid. It is a postpaid. Oh my goodness. The blood of Jesus. To clean your sin. To take away your iniquity and transgression. It's a postpaid in nature. Postpaid. Just keep using it. Postpaid. The children of Israel were introduced to a prepaid for sin.
It's a
prepaid.
You
pay what you eat. What you eat is what you pay.
But
the blood of Jesus. He said, if you sin unknowingly, we have an advocate. He's already at the Father. Oh my goodness. He's already at the right hand of the Father. You know, I remember when I gave my life to Jesus. Let me tell you something. This is not part of my message, but let me say this so that I can help somebody this night. When I gave my life to Jesus, that night, I was afraid to be an enemy of God. That's why I gave my life to Jesus. But that was not my salvation. Let me tell you my salvation. My salvation happened one night when I was laying down, one morning, I was laying down in front of the altar. I was in dry fasting, so I was weak. So I lay down on the altar. And then the Lord brought the revelation of what Jesus did for me to
do. And so,
why will He want to die? What is His business with me?
What
profit does he want to gain? Why will God come to this earth and be humiliated by human beings because of me? So I started crying. The revelation of the cross came to me. And then the love he has for me became real. And I wept and I wept and I wept and I wept and I wept. Why did you love me this much? Can I shock you? There are many people in church today that are not saved. They are only afraid of hell.
The
true salvation. And that's why people misbehave in the church. That's why you see people with pride and arrogance and all kind of nonsense. You know why? They have never been saved. They may say that they believe Jesus as the Lord and Savior with their mouth. Salvation is not being afraid of hell. Salvation is catching the revelation of love. This is the main problem of the church today. That's why you can't be under sacrifice. That's why you can't love God with your life. That's why you can't go, you can't be stressed a little bit because of God. Why? You have never been saved. You came to church because you are afraid of hell. You didn't come to church because you have been revealed to what love is. When you are in love with God, you realize the love he has for you. The Bible says it is he who loves us first before we love him. Oh my goodness. Until that day you come to that point of lover, you are not saved. I have come to make a disclaimer for you today. You are not saved. You are not saved. If you are not in love, not in words, but in your deed. Oh, that day everything changed in my mind. I didn't know that I have a call then. I don't even understand what is ministry. I said, you did this for me? Why? 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 And I started crying. I cried to a point that my tears was all over the place, like pool of water. I said, why? And I said, you did this? I said, I promise you, this is my limited life. You will be glorified. I will make sure that I don't have any part of this life to my glory. This is my salvation. No wonder Paul can die for that purpose. No wonder. No wonder. The Bible says the definition of our salvation is that for God so loved the world. Not that the God so judged the world. The definition of salvation from God himself is that he loved the world. For you to prove that you are saved, it will be of how much you love the Lord. I'm sorry to say this. Many will not make it to heaven. Because they don't want to go to hell. That's why they still come to church. They don't want to suffer from the enemy. That's why they came to church. Not because of love. And God is not looking for those who are afraid of him. He's looking for his lovers. Because on the day of marriage supper of the Lamb, those who are afraid will not be there. He is coming to marry his lovers. Have I helped somebody this night? Jesus is coming to meet those who are in love with him, not those who are afraid of him. Imagine on the day of wedding, the bride is running. That's what your life is. You are afraid of hell. That's why every time they say Jesus is coming back, and your mind is just after my message tonight, you better come and kneel down here and cry to him. Because it means you won't make it to heaven. Every time they talk of rapture, you should be happy. The spirit of the Lord inside of you should guarantee you, not your pride and ego. But your love, even inside of you, you know that you are a lover. Can I shock you? I've said it time without number. God forbid, if the Lord said to me, son, do you love me? And I say yes. From today, you will not see your wife again and your children again. If you mean it that you love me, I'll take care of them. Walk away. I'm telling you, sir, I will not pray about it tomorrow. If you walk up to me today and say, son, you say you love me. Okay, let me take away all the provision I give you. Can you go back to the street and become a laborer in the market square? No, laborer in the market square. To be carrying people's luggage. I stand before the Lord. He knows I love you. And I will never pray for breakthrough. He knows that. If you don't love, you are not saved. And it's obvious in your life. Because everything is about what you will gain. Looking for lovers. Do you love him? Are you sure? That's why when I go to God, I don't even ask him to say,
I don't ask God to conquer my
which battle? Which battle? And his lover. It's like somebody wants to come and touch my wife now. And then my wife is saying, my husband, please come and rescue me. Does she need prayer to ask me to rescue her? Touch my wife, I will kill you. If you become a lover, you become jealous of my life. If my wife needs to fast and pray for me to bring her food on the table, then something is wrong with me. I'm have you ever thought of God in this manner? Why do you need to die in the place of prayer? It's a proof that you are a stranger to him. Be loved. Start from your salvation. Seek for the kingdom of God.
Why job alone?
The book of Song of Solomon, chapter 6, was telling us. 6:3 was saying, who had found my love? Who had found my love? It means that lovers are seekers. Seek first for the kingdom of God. Lovers are seekers. Who had found my love? Who had found my love? The writer is talking about looking for the lover. When I tell you I go to pray, I'm not going to ask God for problem or provision. I know him more than that. He knows I love him. He knows. Start ministry. I say, why ministry? No, don't worry. I don't need ministry.
But only why?
I love you more than ministry. My salary was going into mission work. I was buying Bible to villages, to secondary school, to primary school. I was helping widows with all my salary. And then when I was lifted, and then the time to get blessed in the company as a manager came, that God is about to take care of all my needs, I mean materially, I told the Lord, you know I love you. He said, yes, I resign. God is jealous over my life. I know that one. I am sure of it. Because I'm a lover. I don't know why I'm saying this. Both on site and our online viewers, if your salvation is not based on love, if it is on fear, you have accepted devil, not Jesus. Because he said, I have not given you the spirit of fear. I have given you the spirit of what? sound mind and love. That's what I gave you, not fear. Once they talk about rapture and you are afraid, your salvation is questionable. Let me go back to my message. The sovereign will of God can bring favor. But don't rejoice. Don't rejoice because I say the sovereign will can do this. Because we are going to examine what does it mean in the sovereign will of God. Let's see how it works. How did it work for David? How did the sovereign will of God work for Joseph? How did it work for Moses? How did this sovereign will work for Jesus himself? We check this and then we know what to do. Don't just rejoice at it. Let us see the other. The sovereign will. The sovereign will. If it to be there. The sovereign will. The sovereign will.
If it to be.
What is will?
In the ifere.
Will are instructions.
Ifere ni onse.
Wills are instructions. If God. Even though the sovereign will of God can give you the favor we are talking about, what you should understand about how that one works is that there is a will in the sovereignty. It means even though his sovereignty can lift you, you cannot cast away the will out of the sovereignty. It means that in his sovereignty, his will is what will do the work. You can't remove the will out of the sovereignty. The proof that his sovereignty is working for you is that instruction that came from him will be there. Can I shock you? All of us are looking for a magical power of God that can change our life. But he, he said, yes, I have the power to change your life. But my sovereignty does not work outside my will. I wish I'm communicating to somebody here. My sovereignty is bounded by my will. I can't be so sovereign. My sovereignty cannot cast me out of my will. Because I am bounded with my will. And his sovereignty does not function outside his will. It means that your will cannot attract his sovereignty. His will must be in his sovereignty. His sovereignty can only function in his will. Therefore, what is the formula of sovereign will of God to give a man a favor? The formula is instruction from the sovereign God. Mathematics students, are you here? How does the sovereign will of God lift a man? It can only lift a man when the instruction of goodness, when the instruction of the sovereign God is in place in your life. I will give you favor with these Egyptians. Follow. I will give you favor with them. When it is about to leave, tell them to give you their gold and their silver. Number one, ask from them. That's the instruction. Don't just leave Egypt. Ask from them. That is his will. That's an instruction. Number two, you will kill the lamb, the Passover lamb, and ensure that you finish eating it that night. And you must rush. The meat must not remain till tomorrow. Why? It shall be said that the Passover was eating in haste. You can't eat it the next day. Eat it now. Now. Use the blood as a sign on the pillar of your house. Nobody can be lifted by God's favor through his sovereignty without his instruction. In the equation. Am I making sense to you? Let me show you something. Many times you are looking for the power of God, but you are not looking for the will of God. So many times you are looking for the sovereignty of God, but you are blind to the instruction of God. Last year, his will brought money in millions. That's okay, let's get a bus for the church. His will said, no car. His sovereignty brought the money. His will said, no car. So I say, you know what? Let's work with this, your sovereignty and my will. Shebi is your church.
Shebi Jore.
Let me buy the car for the church. His will came back.
And said,
boy,
Omo,
you have done contrary to my will. Within 2 weeks, you have not done what I said. I said, Baba, but your sovereignty brought the money for the car. Your sovereignty brought the money. Yes, he said, my sovereignty brought the money, but my will did not buy the car. It is you who bought the car by your will, not my sovereignty. I actually gave you the money for the car to use it for your personal life. I said, but Lord, you know I love you. That's why I bought. He said, no, that is still your will. Not my will. I said, sir, you are the boss. I will not even sell the car to keep the money. Because for me to have used the money to buy that car, that car has become an accosting. If I now take the money to myself, it means that I have taken an accosting. Everything I do outside the will of God is an accosting. That is how much I know this God I'm serving. And this year, he said, you can have a car.
Oh,
I didn't need to struggle. In fact, I didn't need to struggle. Don't be surprised. Before December, we'll get another one. It is his will now. We don't need to beg anybody. We are not raising money for cars in the church. I'm not asking any one of you for a car. I'm not asking for money for fuel. Why? His sovereign will now is to get it. And if he asks me to buy private jet next year, so be it. We will not need to ask you for anything. What is his will? Many times we prefer to look at what his sovereignty can do, but we don't care about what his will is saying. And when the favor of the Lord will appear to you through this channel, it will give instruction. Can I shock you? Abraham got favor through the stream of sacrifice. But don't forget that he did not go to that stream by himself. He went to the stream of sacrifice by the sovereign will. It was the will of God that took him to that stream. Many people have chosen the stream without the will, and then they die at the stream, yet they didn't achieve why they went there. I believe I'm helping somebody tonight. God can give you capital. It may not be for a business. God can give you money. It may not be to invest. I'm telling you, sir. God can connect you to somebody. And it's not for the person to help you. It's for you to help the person. What is his will? The sovereign will of God is tied listen to instructions. Any man that God is about to lift through his sovereignty, he will give them instructions. I mentioned John chapter 9 the other time. When Jesus came by sovereignty, he said, I know you are born blind, but let me use my sovereignty to open your eyes.
He's
part on the floor and make a mold and put in the hollow of his eyes. I thought the eyes should open. What follow? Go. Wash. Anytime the sovereign power of God is available in your life, the second phase is looking for to complete the formula is his will. Oh my goodness. Can I shock you? Many believers are carrying authentic power of God. But it is just positive part of electricity. Until the negative part, which is called the will, join with the positive, there will be no spark. I don't know if I'm making sense to you. You see, the power of the Lord can reside in your life like magnets. Magnet is as useless as nothing when there's no metal. The power of the Lord can reside in your life as iron, a metal. If magnet is not there, there will be nothing to attract one another. Your glass can be full of the sovereign power of God until his will is vetoed and realized in your life. The power can remain useless. Sovereign will. God will keep repeating a statement to you until you obey. He is not committed to what you want. You are sensing the sovereignty of God. Isaac knew the God of his father. And the Bible talks about famine. And the Bible said the famine that Isaac experienced was the second one. That Abraham had experienced one famine. How did Abraham escape his own famine?
He
knew that Abraham traveled. So when there was famine in his days, he knew that the power of God had been available to take care of Abraham, his father. He knew that the sovereignty of God can do wonders because Isaac followed his father to the place of sacrifice. Isaac was supposed to be slaughtered by his father. Isaac did not struggle with his father because he knew that the God who asked his father to sacrifice him knows what he's doing. Listen to me. And he saw the way God brought another animal to replace him. So Isaac is a witness of the sovereignty of God. But when it came to his time, when there was famine, Isaac wanted to move by his will. The will of God said, I know you understand my sovereignty, but let my will prevail. And Isaac stayed. He refused to go to Egypt.
You want favor?
You want favor? Isaac was so stupid enough to go and sow. He was so stupid to follow God's will, to go and sow seed in a famine that there's no rain. He knew that the sovereign power of God is available. And then God said, go and sow in the land. And the man went to the field and was planting in mere dust without moisture. But because he knew that when the sovereign power of God meets with the sovereign will of God, the two will do nothing than to back the miraculous.
Abraham was sleeping.
What is God's will over his sovereignty in your life? You know something? When I see people talk about God, I laugh. I have seen people who are in problem, my emotion wanted to help. And I'm about to help them. And the will of God said, don't. And I move back. later in the future, God will now tell me the reason. And then I will see them and say, ah, a bad job.
No wonder.
It's weird. It's weird.
It's very.
You know how many people have, they saw people by the roadside and they wanted to help them park their car. Say, please come in, let me help you. And while they press the brake, you know, trying to bring those people, the armed robbers attack them and kill them. Sir, the will of God cannot allow that. When you are about to park, that parking, is it from God's will or it is your will?
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ló ti ṣe oore ṣe nígbàtí wọ́n tẹ̀sí ìmọ̀ tí wọ́n tẹ̀sí ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
Let me show you a scripture.
Ṣé ẹ fi ìbéèrè kan hàn?
In the book of Isaiah, no. In the book of Psalm 44, verse 3.
Nínú Dáfídì, ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìnlélógójì.
Let me start from verse 1.
Ṣé ẹ bẹ̀rẹ̀ láti ẹsẹ̀ kìíní?
He said, we have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work thou did in their days, in the times of old. How thou did drive out the heathen with thy hand and planted them. How thou did afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thy arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou had a favor unto them. Light countenance. Light. If you read the Passion Translation, he said, the manifest of your countenance. What does that mean? The light there. David said, he said, your word is a light unto my path. So the scripture is saying that the favor that gave the children of Israel the land came by instruction. Was it not instruction for them to walk around Jericho 7 times? After the 7th time, let them shout. You want God's favor? Don't look for his sovereignty, look for his will. Combined with the sovereignty.
You can
carry the sovereignty God to the wall of Jericho and blast in tongues from today to next year. The wall will not fall down. Because his will is not for you to shout. His will is for you to move around. Am I teaching somebody here? The favor of the Lord when it's... See, how to know when God's favor is close to your life is that his instruction will become consistent. At a point in time, he will not allow me to give any beggar 5 naira or 10 naira or 20 naira. No.
Anytime
I'm about to give a beggar, he will say, that money will it feed you? And I'll check 200, no, 200.
Oh,
yeah, take 1,000.
Oh, yeah,
take 500.
Oh, yeah,
that's how I give beggars money. Because he told me, can that money take care of you? So I don't care that the beggar has a lot of 20 naira, 30 naira in his hand. All I want to do is to obey the will of the one who is about to lift you. No wonder. Even when it looks like there's nothing, I may go to bed without cover. I can wake up in the morning with abundance. That's why I laugh at this generation who don't take instruction. Instruction. Walks along with God's sovereignty. Both the positive and the negative line of power is sovereignty plus will. You can't remove one. The sovereignty becomes useless when his will is not in place. His will becomes useless when his sovereignty is not in place. When both sovereignty and his will come together, my God. Live your life as you please. That's why he said, as many as are led by the Spirit, they must be led. They can't be the boss. They must be led. They must be led. They must be led. That's why the Bible didn't say you should accept Jesus as your Savior. No! The Bible didn't say accept Jesus as a savior. Because that's the problem we have. God said, you accept him as your Lord. Lord, not savior first. Lord first. He cannot be your savior if he's not your Lord. So that we will not just stay on the mountain of prayer shouting nonsense. It will work. You have been praying now. Where's the result? This, my wife, will be the last option in the options I have. Marry as a woman. The last. In fact, when my prayer partner, who was asking me to pray all over the matter, and he told me, I never said, even this Saul name has disqualified this woman. Or because you want to be speaking in tongues, why? I can't marry the Gagilele, why? What kind of name is this? I said, no, forget about it. And then the Lord came.
Oh no, do I yo?
I say, boy.
Omo.
That's your wife.
You are worried, yo.
No. The one in America said it's not your wife. What about the one he said not your wife? This one is your wife. And I told my wife
then.
I said, tell me.
So for me.
Do you have a child before now?
So Lama, it's Lamari.
And my wife said, no. I'm a virgin. I said, okay. Because even if you have a child, it doesn't matter, it's too late. Because the one who called me said you are my wife. So what we will need to agree on is not to let my family to know. You see how gullible I can be when it comes to his will? Even if I meet her with two children, he told me she's my wife. I don't care. I will obey him. Not the culture. Not my friends or family. Because he cannot be God until his sovereignty and his will marries together. Teaching you a mystery tonight. It's not enough to know what to do. It's important to know what he wants. It's not enough to know what to do. It's not enough to know how to do it. It's important to know his will. I've told you time with that number. How God has saved me. Save me here.
So your mini being
have been dead by
but
now.
You cool is thing.
I've been dead by
but
now. His will
fair
saved me.
Oh, your me.
His will may look stupid to you.
If be a God.
But God is powerless outside his will. Can I shock you?
Yeah,
for you to know how powerful his will is. The Bible says he lift up his word more than his name. His name, you can call him anything you like. That's why we can say Heshe, or we can say Oshe. It doesn't matter. It is his will that matters to him. You know why? Because he hid himself not in his name but in his word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and God was the word. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 18, he said heaven and earth can pass away. A jot of this world will not go. If you are smart, marry his will before you meet his sovereignty. Because if you see his act, you can miss his way. That's the problem with the children of Israel. The Bible says he revealed his ways to Moses and he revealed his acts to the children of Israel. Despite all the acts that they saw, they got to the middle of the road and they told Moses, we want to look for another leader. It's better we go back. The act of God preserved them momentarily. And then they got destroyed. But look at Moses. He entered eternity by knowing his will. word is a lamp unto my feet. Psalm 119, and a light unto my path. I will die trusting your word. I will follow your word as valuable as possible. That is the mystery of David. You want God's favor? The stream of sovereign will compels you to follow his instruction to letters. Some of you, your breakthrough are hanging now because of 100,000 you are saving in your account, and the Lord said, go and sow it. Some of you, the key to change your life is 1 half blood you have been preserving for how many 10 years now. And God is saying, go and give that thing to my servant. Some of you, is 1 plot of land that has been hindering your destiny. Some of you, all is your salary God is asking for. And some of you, now God is waiting for you in January again for first fruit. Some of you have never paid first fruit before because you say it's Old Testament. Even if it is Oldest Testament, let me do it. Maybe it's to my lover. What's your problem? Even if the pastors are deceiving us, who am I giving it to? The pastor or God? Who am I paying tithe to? The pastor or God? You can't be, the favor of the Lord can't rest upon him. Look at Joseph. Even in Egypt, Joseph refused to sleep with that woman. Can I shock you? I read about Joseph, and I read a book called The Testament of the Sons of Israel. I read about Reuben, I read about Simon, I read about Levi. And then you know what the Bible says? The Bible says Jacob, Reuben was advising Simon, not Bible, excuse me, the book of Testament, about them. He was saying, Reuben, when Reuben wanted to die, he called all his brethren and his children. Reuben said, my father Jacob, he said, the reason why I slept with Bilhah, the concubine of my father, was that I was processing her in the mind. Look at that book, is heavy. You need to read that book. You know what Reuben said? He said, the moment you are lusting after a woman in your heart, he said, you'll be closer to demon. I said, what? Reuben was revealing this deep mystery. He said, if a man loves sleeping, he said, he will not be far from the spirit of error. What? Reuben said, when his father calls him the other day, he said he was 6 or 7 months. And he almost died. He said, when I slept with my father's wife, he said, nobody told him. It was an angel that told him immediately. This is a heavy book. Then he talked about Joseph. He said, Joseph, he said, Potiphar's wife went to the magician in Egypt and did concoction and gave it to Joseph to drink. She was charming Joseph to sleep with her. He said, but the concussion did not work. Why? Because Joseph was not lusting after her. So he was speaking about anybody who lost after a man or a woman in their heart. He said, you are closer to demon. What a mystery. So I'm saying this to you tonight. That Joseph insisted on the will of God. He said, because he doesn't want to sin. He said, how can I do this thing and sin against God? And God said, boy, you won't sleep with her. Let me give you favor. God gave him favor in Potiphar's house. God gave him favor in the prison. In fact, favor followed him to the palace. You want favor? The will of God must prevail. Many people are in America now. They got citizenship by marrying, doing a fake marriage with somebody in America and divorcing the person. After they got the document, cancer came in. They have the citizenship now, but they also have cancer. You know why? Because demon took over. The will of God must prevail. The will of God. Joseph didn't get favor outside God's will. David didn't get favor outside God's will. Jesus did not get favor outside God's will. Jesus said, he said, I can do nothing except what I see my father do. You want God's favor? You will live in consistent obedience to his instructions. And those instructions cannot come only through his audible voice. Those instructions may come through his word, may come through his prophet. So they didn't get the land by sword. They got it by favor. And that favor came by instruction. I told you the proof that God's favor is coming upon your life is that his instruction will become strong over your life. Look at this statement. God cannot favor who he cannot control. Did you hear that? God cannot favor who he cannot control. He can't. Even me, sir. I can't favor who I can't control. Why will I favor you if you cannot be under instruction? God cannot. The reason why God refused to forgive Satan is because Satan will never allow God to be in control. He wanted to be in control. So God said, let me withdraw my mercy. Let me withdraw my favor. Let me withdraw my grace. Get out of here and come back to hellfire. Any man who cannot be under control, God cannot favor. Rise up on your feet. What is the purpose of God's instruction? It has one assignment. You know why God always speaks? You know why his will always go with his sovereignty? You know why instruction always go with his lifting? Can I tell you?
Yes,
the reason is to test loyalty. The instruction is nothing to God per se. It is to test your loyalty. He doesn't reduce his power. Every time God brings instruction, his instruction is to test your loyalty before he favors you. So if you cannot follow that instruction, you betray his loyalty. And God does not lift people who are not going to be loyal to him. Even me as a mortal man, I can't lift anybody who cannot be loyal to me. Look at David. He said, I need water. And people went through hell. They went through the battle of Philistine and they went in the middle of a big battle and they brought water. And David said, really? This one is not water, this is blood. Of course, all of them became great men. If the sovereign will of God will lift you, you must pass the test of loyalty by instruction. That's why when I give instruction in this house and I see the way people toy with it, I wonder how they hear God and follow God's instruction. That's why last night when we came for workers' meeting, I announced and I made a decree that every worker that is not in that meeting last night, they are under suspension for the next 3 months. I'm the pastor over this church. If you cannot stay under instruction here, you can leave. We are not raising bastards. No. If you cannot take instruction here, go away. Because that's how I'm going to give instruction that will save your life and you will contradict it and then you will die. Not here. If you cannot take instruction, go to another church. Just go. You don't need to be here. Go. So every worker that is not in the meeting last night is under suspension for the next 3 months. If you cannot obey here, you can't stay here. In fact, you are going to be more problem to us. Because the covenant of this scripture, of this commission, is in Job. There is in Job chapter 36 verse 11. That is the covenant of this ministry. If they obey and they serve, they must obey and they must serve. They said they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. This is this ministry's covenant. Anybody that does not obey here cannot prosper here. So, in order for you not to add to our problem, you can go. Leave this church. Go and look for another place. If you can't take instruction here, go. And of course, we can see how far you have gone in life. It has shown how consistent you have been disobedient to God. God cannot lift anybody he can't control. Go and write it down. God told Saul, kill everybody in Philistine. Saul said he will keep this king. He will keep this animal. God said, you keep. I said, destroy everything. He said, because you disobey me. It means you are proving that you are a king. I will show you that I'm the king of kings. Samuel! Tell him I've rejected him. You don't understand. If God lifts you and you don't stay under control, he will destroy you, sir. Didn't you read your Bible? The Bible said in the book of Jeremiah, he was telling Jeremiah, he said, today, what I have put upon you, the word I put in your mouth, has the capacity to lift and it has the capacity to pull down. The more you violate instruction, the more you contradict your lifting. Because some instructions are stupid.
I want to call it a biago
in natural nature. How can you tell a man to go and dip himself into Jordan, a dirty water, 7 times, that's where leprosy will go out? The man said, but there are good rivers like Abana, Abana and Viper, what is the second river? He said, I can bath there. And then the prophet said, no problem. Go and keep bathing in those beautiful river. Let's see. You could have been bathing in beautiful river. How?
We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power. We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.